Hey, it's Meatball.
And Mark.
And this is the Rocker Morning Show on demand from 107.7 RKR.
Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It is the Rocker Morning Show with Meatball.
Hey, I'm Mark Frankhouse.
What's up, man?
Not a whole lot. How you feeling?
I feel good. Sweet. I feel good today.
It's good.
I can't explain it because it's 6 a.m. I've been up since 4. And normally I'm dragging ass, but I feel pretty good this morning.
That's good.
I feel nice.
Well, it's hard to feel bad when you come into work and you feel like you're in a Disney movie.
I swear to God, man, I am living a Disney movie. So if you've ever been out here to the radio station, you know, we have this huge, you know, piece of property around us here. And we're pretty sure that we might as well have our own little radio center, WRKR Nature Preserve,
out here.
Because we see turkeys and all kinds of little critters and whatnot. And there's some deer that live around here.
Yeah.
And some mornings I come in and, you know, they're just chomping down on the grass out here in the lawn. And I think I've seen 8 or so, at one time. So, I mean, there's a fair amount of deer over here, right?
There are literally some mornings I will pull in here and there's easily like 15 of them. It's crazy.
Oh, awesome. So there's, I mean, we have a pretty nice little family of deer that live, you know, right here on this property. But over the past couple of weeks, I've been telling Mark, I'm like, I swear to you, I'm going to be able to pet those deer at some point when I come into work, because every time I come in, they're just a little closer to the parking lot, just a little closer to the parking lot. It's like they know I'm coming. They're like, oh, the man in the black truck is going to be here.
Right.
You know? So this morning, and I always look for him when I pull in, and when I see him, you know, I drive a little slower. I don't want to spook him. You know, I don't want to frighten him off.
Yeah.
I pull in this morning and there's just two deer out there. It's one mama, a doe, and then a little fawn that is just standing there on the corner of the parking lot on the far corner. And I parked the farthest out from us. So I slowly pull into my parking lot, my parking spot. And he kind of looks at me and I open my door and he does this little hoppy thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And kind of jumps away a little bit. And then he stops and turns and looks back at me. He closed my door. And I look at him. I go, "Hey, little guy." And he just kind of looks at me for a little bit and then dips his head down and starts eating grass. Yeah. I mean, he's probably like 20 yards from me.
Yeah. And hey, that's funny.
Meanwhile, the mom is like sitting on the tree line. So, I mean, she's a good ways away from me.
Right.
So I'm just like, okay, never mess with a mother's instinct. I've seen what deer can do to people with their hooves.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to mess with that.
Yeah, you don't want the ramifications.
No, definitely not. But like, I swear to you, if I had had the time this morning, because I'm always running late, if I had had the time this morning, I probably could have slowly walked up to that deer and pet it, because I think they have accepted me as their own.
Man.
I'm pretty sure they have.
You're like the Caesar Milan of deer. You are the deer whisperer.
The deer whisperer. I swear to you, I am becoming like a bearded Snow White or something around here, because I don't live far from here either, you know. And I was sitting out on my deck the other day and birds were just flying right up on the rails of my porch. I think I'm going to get a bird feeder.
Good call.
Cause I see a lot of really cool birds, you know, around my apartment that I would love to like, you know, take photos and stuff. Have I become that person?
Maybe. Just don't accept any apples from anybody, Meatball. We've seen how that goes.
Hi, I'm your neighbor lady. Oh, what's your name?
Shut up. Take this apple. Eat it.
Why? What's going to happen? You're going to sleep great. Oh, actually, if it's going to make me sleep great, I might be on board with that.
Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It's a Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse.
Hi, I'm Meatball.
And there is a bunch of drama going on right now, man. On Facebook. Not good. A bunch of people, I don't know, not handling things properly. I don't know. This is a little bit of a drama.
Hold up. You're telling me people on the internet are not acting appropriately?
Yeah.
People are acting like children on the internet? No way!
No, Kalamazoo is shocked that he dropped the bomb on him. Yeah. So there's a dealership in Traverse City that is kind of coming under fire recently.
Okay.
It's a Chevy dealer up in TC, and apparently a lot of people online not happy with some of the service that they've received. One guy in particular who claims that they sold him like a new trans and said if something happened to it, they'd replace it, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Said he went back there a couple months later and needed a full trans replacement, and they said, nope, we're not doing anything, apparently, according to him. So he took the truck, which was now dead.
Allegedly.
Spray painted the dealership's name on it in yellow paint on a cherry red truck.
I see it over here on the Rocker app.
And said the worst customer experience I've ever had, and he's basically just left it on the side of the road.
Oh, cool. It's an anti-billboard.
Yeah, so and strangely enough, like, I don't know who's running the dealership or their social media account.
Yeah.
But so they basically went on Facebook and called this guy a liar, like straight up over and over and over again. A customer of theirs. They're like, this guy's a liar. This guy's a liar. He lied about this. And it was it was hilarious because everybody then started coming out of the woodwork talking about their alleged bad experiences. And it was
allegedly
pretty bad.
Oy, man.
So, yeah, this has been going on the last couple of days because I'm a part of, my brother lives up in Traverse City.
Right.
So I'm a part of a few Traverse City groups because I try to go up there at least a few times a year. And so when I saw this, I was like, what the heck is going on? Like, the dealership's Facebook, like, just straight up, like, calling this guy a liar. And then they doubled down. They deleted the post and they didn't apologize, but they're like, we just want to move on altogether.
Yeah, we just want this. We just want this thing that we're definitely probably that we did and being called out for to just go away, you know?
Like, well, unfortunately for them, this is not going away.
Yeah.
Because people want answers. People want an apology first off that they handled it the way they handled it.
Yeah, it's pretty childish.
Second of all, this guy's like, the guy who spray painted the truck, he's like, I'm not even like mad anymore, but I want him to at least fess up to what they did.
Yeah.
You know, he's saying it's not right.
I don't know how you could not be mad. Meanwhile, you
well, he was.
Spray painted your own truck and put an anti-billboard on the side of the road.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. He was pissed at first. But he's like, I'm at a point now where so many people are coming out and talking about their experiences.
He's just like sitting back. Like, he's that old man on the porch just sitting back on his Adirondack chair watching it all happen. He's just like.
Pretty much.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
Man, if there's just one thing I would want in life is to make sure that, like, you know, when I get older, that nobody, spray paints my name on a truck and says worst radio personality I've ever experienced.
Mark, I don't think people are going to care enough about that. They'll be like, good. You guys suck. And the best we'll get is like a comment on Facebook.
Luckily.
Yeah. That's our audience. If they're anything like us, is going to be like, well, that takes effort. And I just, I don't know.
Check my bowling schedule. Yeah,
I really need a nap.
It's time to turn up your dials and tune out the traffic because we're playing the Daily Five on the Rocker Morning Show. Testing the mental magnitude of your favorite morning monkeys on the radio. And now, your hosts for the Daily Five, Meatball and Mark Frank House.
It is the Daily Five where Mark and I ask each other questions. The other one answers today. Mark is asking the questions. I am answering. And I got some help on the line today from Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm very good. Very good.
Awesome, man. You got to help Meatball get 3 out of 5 questions correct. If you do, you'll get him the 2-0 advantage to start the week. If not, we'll tie this bad boy up.
All right.
Entertainment. Which of these videos out of the 3 has the most views on YouTube? Is it Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, Wheels on the Bus, or Uptown Funk?
Oh, my God.
Uptown Funk.
I'm thinking that or Wheels on the Bus, just because, like, you know, parents nowadays will just turn on YouTube and let it roll, you know?
Oh, very good thinking.
But I think you're right.
I do, too.
What was the Ed Sheeran song?
Shape of You. Shape of You.
I don't even know how that goes.
I've never heard of it.
All right, I'm going to go with Jimmy on this one. Let's go Uptown Funk. Final answer. Wheels on the Bus?
Ed Sheeran.
What?
Shape of You. 6.26 billion views.
Wow.
Yeah, no joke when it comes to Ed Sheeran.
6.2 billion views, and neither Jimmy nor I have heard that song.
That's wild. All right, going over to sports. The grass at Wimbledon was kept 2 inches long until 1949 when an English tennis player did what? Broke his ankle, was attacked by red ants, or was bitten by a snake?
I'm going to have to go with his guess because I'm not a follower of soccer or any of that.
This is tennis, right?
Yes, tennis. Yeah,
tennis.
Tennis.
We don't follow that sport either. No, sure. What did you say? You didn't know? You weren't sure?
I'm not sure at all.
Who's broke his ankle, attacked by red ants, or bitten by a snake?
I like the last two because, like, there's an importance to the length of the grass that they can't see snakes or ants. I would assume that they would upkeep those because Wimbledon's one of the biggest tennis events in the world. I would assume they upkeep it well enough to know there's not ants there. What do you think we went with bitten by a snake, Jimmy?
I'm going with you.
All right, we're going bitten by a snake. Final answer.
You got bit by a damn snake.
Oh, my gosh. I'm never playing tennis, ever.
Question number three, geography. According to the World Happiness Report, which country is said to be the happiest in the world? North Korea, Finland, or Canada?
Okay. Wait, what was the index?
The World Happiness Report.
And it was...
I'm going to say Finland.
Finland and what were the other two?
North Korea and Canada.
North Korea. If this is one of those, like, biased happiness indexes, because I always thought Denmark was the happiest country, but you didn't even say that. Man. If this is one of those biased ones, of course, they'd be like, oh, yes, great leader, North Korea, happiest ever. You know?
That's too funny. I'm going to say Finland.
Yeah, I doubt it's Canada because they have to live above us.
Right.
We're the noisy downstairs neighbor. I'm with Jimmy. Let's go Finland, final answer.
It is okay. Finland, yes. I had meatballs sweating there.
I thought it was going to be one of those like trick surveys. It was like some dude named Kim. Just had Kim Jong-un did this survey.
General knowledge. Roughly how many different chemicals make up the new car smell? Is it 5, 20, or 200?
How am I supposed to know that?
Mark's asking questions like I usually do. 5, 20, or 200?
Yes.
Boy, 200 is pretty extreme. I think once you get past like 100, then you're going to be like adding in foods like garlic and stuff. And I don't think that's... I don't think garlic makes up that new car smell. I'm kind of leaning on 20, Jimmy. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you with 20. That's what I was thinking.
Okay, we're both agreeing with 20. Final answer.
Go in the middle ground. 20. Final answer is over 200.
What?
Over 200 chemicals make up the that's new crazy. Car smell.
That's ridiculous. Listen, I love that new car smell, but that's now that I know that, I hate it.
This is do or die here. Science. How many bytes are in a kilobyte? Is it 1,000, 1,024, or 1,200?
Kilo, 1,000.
What were the other ones?
1024, so 1,024 and 1,200.
I mean, it's 1,000. If you're talking specific weight, like a kilogram would be like 1,000 grams. There's something to technology, though, that always, like, adds or subtracts, maybe? I don't know. Mark's trying to get in my head, I think, here.
You're getting in your own head. What did you say? You said 1,000, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Jimmy said 1,000. I'm going to go with Jimmy. I think there's no tricks here. I think it's 1,000. Final answer.
1,000. Final answer.
Start right, isn't it?
1024 bytes in a kilobyte.
That's so stupid.
We finally get the win. It's been a while since I've been able to say that, but yeah, I tied it up. And, unfortunately, we got a tie game.
Jimmy and I have something against Wimbledon, new car smells, and kilobytes now. So that's...
Jimmy, I hope you don't have anything against rocking out, because you're going to Judas Priest next weekend, my dude.
Sweet.
Heck yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us today, man. Appreciate it.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It is the Rock and Morning Show with Meatball.
And Mark Frankhouse.
Well, the Bad Bag Bowling Tournament is going to be here before you even know it. And, we want you to be prepared. We want you to be ready. And we want to make sure you got your tickets before we sell out.
This is going to be fun. We're doing it at Continental Lanes and... we want you guys to be a part of this because we're getting trophies made up. We're going to have a bunch of prizes. We're doing 50-50 and strike ball, half of the money going to you. The other half is actually going to the West Michigan Cancer Center. Mm-hmm. So you're supporting some great local people in the area when you get a ticket. Now, these are available if you check our events tab. On our Facebook, you can go to WRKR.com. You can go to the 107.7 RKR app. It's all up there on that bad back button for you guys to get into. It's going to be a bunch of fun. Each ticket, obviously, every table comes with appetizers, pitcher of whatever drink you want to get, fountain or beer. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. I'm looking forward to this.
So make sure that you've got it on your calendar. You're going to have a bad back the Monday after Father's Day. This is June 17th. And, come out and bowl with us. I broke out my bowling balls the other day.
Nice.
They were a little dusty, but I think they're in good enough shape. I'm going to bring them with me, you know. Maybe mm-hmm. there'll be some time for you and I to sneak in a game. We don't know.
I highly doubt it. I think we're going to be super busy. But
we might also have a full house, too. There might not be any lanes available for
us.
Yeah,
exactly. Like I said, tickets are limited to 180. We're already selling tickets. Mm-hmm. So we've already sold tickets. So you want to get yours right now. Like I said, the events tab on our Facebook, WRKR, the 107.7 RKR app. Want you guys to be a part of the Rocker Bad Back Bowling Tournament happening Monday, June 17th. All the details, hit us up on the Rocker app right now.
The Rocker Morning Show.
An amazing amount of really talented young kids.
Always honoring the gods of rock and roll.
Guitar virtuoso, you might know him from a short stint with Deep Purple. Joe Satriani, how are you, man?
Keeping rock and roll alive in Southwest Michigan.
While I was playing in local band in the Bay Area, what I saw was the beginning of what was going to change the world, which was thrash metal.
Yeah. Kalamazoo's Rock Station, 107.7 RKR.
Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It's a Rocker Morning Show with Mark Freikas and Meatball, joined on the phone by the owner of Skinwalker Ranch ahead of the Season 5 debut tonight on the History Channel. Welcome to the Rocker Morning Show, Brandon Fugel. Good morning, man. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's good to be with you and good to be talking to you about Skinwalker Ranch.
I was going to ask you about, you mentioned, some of the things that you have clearly experienced that have changed your mind about this property. Can you give us like maybe a couple different examples of specific things that you were just like, okay, this has got some validity to it?
You bet. My entire worldview changed about 6 months into owning the property. In October, specifically October 14th, 2016, at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I witnessed with other witnesses by my side what can only be described as a silver grayish disc-like object about 40 to 50 feet long that appeared above the Mesa Plateau that runs the entire expanse of the property. That object proceeded to maneuver, to dart back and forth as if it were monitoring us, and ultimately blinked out of view within 20 seconds, but left us all stunned and changed my perspective from really being a skeptic to an experiencer. That same day, those events that event was preceded by everything from rapid battery depletion. Our smartphones were drained from 80% roughly zero to all sorts of equipment malfunction, electromagnetic anomalies. Even one individual was rendered catatonic that was attending security for that day.
Wow.
So you had a lot of correlating strange events that ended up culminating in this UFO sighting that was a game changer.
That's wild. I know you've always showed great caution in the show. You want to make sure the property is cared for and that the staff and everybody on the show is protected. Personally, I got to know where you met Bryant Arnold, a.k.a. Dragon. How long has he worked for you?
Well, Dragon, I've known Dragon since we were 19 years of age.
Oh, wow.
1992. He's also someone who is a total skeptic that now shakes his head and can't deny the reality of what is happening.
Wow.
In Walker Ranch.
Real quick, how did he get his nickname Dragon?
It was a joke. Someone misidentified him online. There was a picture posted inadvertently of him, and someone mentioned that they knew who he was, that he was He was ex-military and went by the code name Dragon and had a history of violence. And I found that hilarious. I laughed my butt off. And so I basically made everyone start calling him Dragon.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Well, man, I love the show. I love the crew. It's just such an intriguing show, and I've been a big fan for a while. The new season, The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, it debuts April 23rd, 10 p.m. Eastern on the History Channel. Brandon, it was great to finally talk to you. Love the show. Looking forward to the new seasons, man. Thanks for your time.
Hey, get ready to have your minds blown. Thank you so much. Look forward to comparing notes in the future, gentlemen.
Fantastic. Thanks, Brandon.
This is just a portion of the interview we had with the Skinwalker Ranch owner, Brandon. You can get the full thing on demand on the 1077 RKR app. Download it now.
Kalamazoo's Rock Station 1077 RKR is the Rocker Morning Show with Meatball.
And Mark Frankhouse.
Well, it was announced a few weeks ago that General Motors is going to be moving out of the Renaissance Center in downtown Detroit. And for those like myself who just had to be refreshed as to what the Renaissance Center is, that is literally the biggest building in downtown Detroit. It is the icon of the skyline. It's the big tower with the four towers around it. That is the Renaissance Center. General Motors bought it, I believe, back in 1996. And it's kind of been their headquarters ever since. But after COVID, a lot of office space is downsized. And General Motors said, you know, we don't need all this space anymore. Even though they're working to do some renovations to it, maybe for the next owners, for the next people that are going to move in there. And they've really taken care of the place, I think. They've done a pretty good job. But nonetheless, they are going to be moving out to a new facility in 2025, which means the Ren Center is going to need a new tenant. It's going to need a new takeover, you know. And, you know, you always see the building and it's got the GM logo up mm-hmm. at the top, you know. Those are virtual boards, by the way. They can change the logos on those. I didn't realize that until recently.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I was thinking, I was like, you know, we've all kind of seen it iconically with the GM logo up top, which means whoever kind of moves in and takes over is going to have very large placement of their logo, their image, you know, up there. And I was like, man, I really hope that it's somebody that is, you know, because this is such a Detroit skyline icon, you know, I hope it's something kind of Detroit related, Michigan related, at least, you know. So I was trying to think of some people that might be able to take it up. I was like, man, maybe they just put a big old Coney dog up there. You know, just
it'd be awesome.
Yeah. Just one of the Coney Islands, you know, taken over there. Little Caesars would be, you know, a good one.
Yeah, but they already have the arena, which has the giant logo looking into the sky anyways.
Right, but it's looking into the sky. You know, you can't see the top of the building. But you could see the top of the building from the Ren Center. So, you know, I think that makes sense to me, you know. Mm. At this point, you really just put the Lions logo up there, and I think you'd be good.
Yeah, just shift it out depending on what sport is most popular.
Well, I think that's the Lions right now, just probably. In any sport.
Well, especially going into this weekend, too.
Yeah, or just an image, draft. Just an image of Jared Goff up there. I think that'd be perfect. Faygo would be a good one.
Yes.
Put a giant Faygo bottle on the side of the building, and on the hour, every hour, it just sprays Faygo on people. And then at 420, it literally turns over and just dumps the whole bottle out on people.
There you go.
I think that'd be fantastic. Same thing for Verner's, except there would be medicinal times for you to show up there where Verner's can, you know, heal your ailments while you're there. If we are going to consider Faygo, I think we need to consider ICP being up there. Just their two giant heads on top of, and it, you could do one on either side. I think it would be fine. Just their two giant heads looking straight down at the people of Detroit. I don't think that would freak anybody out at all.
Oh my gosh, that would be hilarious. Honestly, I would find that very amusing.
And then, you know, they already did the sign coming into the city. They could just put a replica of the Detroit Hollywood sign up on top of it, you know, like just
Hollywood.
They just do it. Actually, put the Warren sign up there, the cardboard yeah. one. I think it'd be better. Now, the other thing that might happen is somebody might not be able to move in. And so they just, you know, they need to fill the ad space or something. Normally this would be where I say Spirit Halloween, you know, can just step in, but like they're so seasonal and then they're gone for a little bit. In true Detroit fashion though, I think you need to put the Jumana billboard up on top there.
Jumana,
yeah, you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I do know who you're talking
Her
about.
Her billboards are everywhere in Detroit. You cannot go anywhere in Detroit without seeing those billboards that say injured, call Jumana.
Yeah,
and
I don't
her
know.
Face on them.
Mike Morris might be given a run for that spot though.
I don't know what who would you want to see at the top of the Renaissance Center in downtown Detroit? Who would you want to see up there? And I mean, it could be just stupid because clearly my ideas are couple from Mellencamp, Super Tuesday, Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It is the Rocker Morning Show with me, Paul.
And Mark Frankhouse.
So storm season is quickly approaching. We've had a few little thunderstorms that came through here, some severe stuff that came through the other day. But, you know, Tornado Alley and a lot of severe weather has kind of shifted east and north a little bit, meaning that parts of Michigan and the Midwest get to see a lot more severe storms. I'm curious if you have any of like those old wives' tales or whatever that people tell you about storms that like warn you? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't though.
Okay. All right. so like we were always taught as kids, if a tornado's coming, that if you have a basement, you want to get into the southwest corner of the basement because tornadoes travel northeast. So when they go over the house or whatever, it's going to blow everything to the northeast. Well, that's not true at all. tornadoes going.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, tornadoes go in whatever direction they want to go in. And they had some tornadoes in Oklahoma when I was living there that actually went backwards. They were moving west, which was pretty wild. So that whole like hide in the southwest corner of your basement, not true. In fact, the one that hit my folks' house back in 2004, my brother was home when that happened. Had he been in the southwest corner of the basement, he would have had the entire deck from the back of the house land on top of him. So I'm glad he was in the very middle of the basement.
Yeah, otherwise, that could have been bad.
Yeah, little brother would not be around anymore. Or he would be severely disabled, probably. But there are some things out there that I've actually had to unlearn a little bit myself. There's the thing that like lightning never strikes the same place twice. It absolutely does. If you've ever stood near like a really tall tree or a building or a tower or something, mm-hmm. lightning strikes those all the time, like multiple times. So that's a big old myth. Hiding under overpasses during really severe storms and tornadoes, especially, don't do that. There was footage of a tornado in Kansas that I actually was in town when it happened. The tornado went over the overpass and the news crew got stuck in front of the tornado. So they crawled up under the overpass and rode it out. Well, that's bad because the overpasses essentially create a wind tunnel and make it worse. So they're insanely lucky and every meteorologist on the planet will tell you not to do that.
Yeah.
There was a rumor about somebody one time who opened their windows when a storm was coming because they had heard somewhere that these people's home had exploded because of the pressure difference in the storm. Mm-hmm. Because when a tornado comes through, it's extreme low pressure and the inside of the house still had normal pressure. So it just exploded.
Yeah.
From the air pressure difference, right?
Jeez.
No, that's not true at all. The house exploded because it got hit by a tornado. That's nothing to do with the pressure inside the house. One of my favorite rumors though, that I have seen lately, and I cannot believe this one. People are telling other people to put a hot dog in your pocket for a tornado or a severe storm or hurricane or whatever. Because if you're in a building that collapses, like on top of you or whatever, if you put a hot dog in your pocket, the search dogs will find you faster. That's the philosophy behind putting a hot dog in your pocket. The only thing that accomplishes is making your pockets smell like hot dogs.
Awesome. I'm going to be crushed to death, but at least I smell like hot dogs before I die. Hey, at least the critters will have something to munch on while you rot away under your house. Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It's a Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse.
And Meatball.
I hate when the friends list gets a little bit too big. Think back when we were in high school, it was a big deal. And you had like, you know, you had to have a ton of friends and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the first one to admit, like, when it was back in the MySpace days, I was like, yeah, let's load them up.
Yep.
As many as possible. I think
you
it was
should only do your top eight.
Right, exactly. Well, then they increased it, you know. I used to just get as many friends as possible. I think it was about 5 years ago on Facebook, I was just like, I got to get rid of some of these people.
Yeah.
I never talked to them. And even now, I'm like, how do I have 1,000 friends? How do I know 1,000 people?
Well, that's, I scroll through mine every once in a while. I'm like, how do I know you?
Right. I always feel bad because I'm like, I don't know who you are. That's like the equivalent of getting a text from a number you don't have saved in your contacts. Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
New number, who dis?
Right. So there's actually a tool that lets you weed out some of the fake followers or the followers that are following you that don't actually have any kind of subject material on your account.
Okay.
And doing this like kind of like little tool that will help you do this, there was a company that found that U of M and Ohio State universities respectively have some of the most fake accounts that are following them. So much to the point that apparently 14% of
holy
followers
cow.
For Ohio State are fake accounts.
Oh my god.
Accounts
gosh.
That don't like have anything behind them. I think University of Michigan is like 6%. You can see it up here on the Rocker app if you want to check this out. But I thought that was really funny. I was like, man, that's so funny. Like, you say, oh, I've got, you know, 1 million followers. Like, Ohio State's got over 1 million followers. I'm right. Well, actually, minus those fake accounts, you don't have 1 million.
I wonder if, I don't know what the incentive would be for colleges to do this, but, like, you know, some jobs, especially when you're talking about social media marketing and things, like, they want to make sure, like, oh, how many followers do you have, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, having those bots can kind of be beneficial, and the fake accounts can kind of be beneficial in that regard. I hope there's no incentive for that when it comes to like following a college. Be like, oh, you're University of Michigan, how many followers do you have on Instagram?
Right.
You know, I don't know if that's a thing.
I don't know, but this is a really helpful tool if you want to get rid of a bunch of fake accounts on your site.
Well, I mean, if you're Ohio State, you can just get rid of all of them, because I mean, if you say you're a fan of Ohio State, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Now I just need a bot that can scam and get rid of all the fake friends I have. Not just fake accounts, but just fake friends.